Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Fast Forward Mindset Motivational Podcast. And just in case you didn't know, I'm your host, Coach James. On my podcast, I will give you the recipe to a brand new life by intentionally rewiring the way you think. And the way you think is everything. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Happy Flex Your Mind Muscle Friday, because that's what today really is. Time to flex your mind muscle on somebody. But anyways, though, y'all, I'm sitting here in my podcast booth, in my lab, whatever you want to call it. I'm drinking chai tea this morning. So I'm trying to elevate my game, right? Elevate it with chai tea. So I want everybody to know that just because I have this podcast and I'm on here talking about things to do in life that improve your life, things that make your life better, how to intentionally rewire the way you think, I don't want anyone to have the notion that I don't have struggles in my life just like you do. I probably have some of the same struggles that the majority of you have. I have disagreements in my marriage. But the difference is that if there's a disagreement in my marriage, I talk about it. I'm one of those guys like, hey, there's a problem, let's fix it. I was just sharing with someone at work the other day that the reason why I enjoy my job so much is because I have become a problem solver. Because there's always problems everywhere you go. And the thing you have to learn to be great at is being a problem solver. So when I have an issue in my marriage, I go to my wife and say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I don't like that, or whatever the scenario is. I solve the problem. At work, if there's something going on and something happened, I don't just sit it, wait 2 weeks for it to continue. 2 days later, 3 days later, I go hit it head on and I try to solve the problem. And so I have issues. The point I was making is that I have issues like everyone else. I just try to solve them. Now, is every problem solvable? No, at least not at the moment. Some things are just as they are. And when you try to solve a problem and you realize it's not going to be fixed and it's causing more harm than anything, sometimes you got to step away. But you got to know when it's time to step away. But anyways, though, y'all, that's a perfect conversation for today's episode. Today's episode is called, If You Improve, Everything Else Will Improve As Well. And y'all, if you listened to last Sunday's podcast episode called Finding Self-Value, go check that out. That is a very, very good podcast. It's about you finding self-value within yourself. And I apologize, that wasn't last Sunday, it was last Saturday. So go check that podcast out called Finding Self-Value. But back to my regular station. If you improve, everything else around you will improve. Notice, you can always put on a different pair of shoes and walk a different walk. Start a new life. Build a new you. I feel like we get trapped up with thinking that because we've been this way so long and the world is this way, we have to stay a particular way. And you don't. You can always decide to change your shoes and walk a different path. And so today I want to talk about things you can do to improve and how to put a plan in place for improvement. But there's a couple things you've got to understand first before you just start saying, I want to improve. Because I'm almost sure the majority of you want to improve and be a better person. The majority of you. Not all of you, the majority of you. But because you want that, there's no way to start. You don't know how to even kick it off. And once you start thinking about it and you feel like it's too much work, you're definitely not going to do it. So, number one, if you improve, everything else improves. Focus on self-growth. And you ask yourself, what is self-growth? I know myself. I like this. I don't like that. I swim on Tuesdays. I work out on Thursdays. Well, I'm here to tell you, that's just not enough. Yes, you may know yourself to that point. You might have had some self-growth things you got going for yourself, but self-growth, in my opinion, is you understanding who you are. Drinking my chai tea, y'all. Understanding who you are. What do you want in life? What do you want to see change in your world? What do you want to see different? When you put those new pair of shoes on to live a different life, what does that look like? Understanding who you are and focusing on self-growth will help you answer those questions, right? Understanding who you are. Number one, identify your struggles. What is your number one struggle? What is your biggest struggle? What has been your most recent struggle, right? Because I feel like we all struggle with something internally. Whether it turns out to be an external scenario down the road, internally, we struggle with something. And what is it, right? What do we struggle with? So identify your struggles. A big struggle for me is sometimes I get trapped up in my mind overthinking. Something could happen yesterday. And I wake up first thing in the morning and there I go overthinking about it. But you've got to cut that stuff off. When you start thinking negative, you got to turn that negative thought into a positive thought. So identify your struggles. What are you struggling with? Number two, spend time alone. Every single morning I wake up before everyone in the house do. I'm like the early bird that gets the worm every single day in my house. But in that time, I don't turn on the TV. I don't jump on social media. I don't start making breakfast. I literally spend time with myself. I understand my struggle for the morning. I understand my thought process. I understand what my mind is telling me that day about myself and others around me. First thing I do is I give thanks to Jesus. And then my day starts from there. Spending time alone is more valuable than you think. You've got to understand who you are. And if you don't ever spend time with yourself, how do you know who you are? Right? Some of us gravitate to being like other people because we spend so much time with them. Have you ever done that? Have you ever had a friend you spent so much time with, or even a significant other, and they struggle with these things? And so because they struggle with them, you struggle with them now? That's because you're spending more time with them than you are alone. Now, don't miss the message. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying don't spend time with your loved ones. What I'm saying simply is spend some time alone. Focus on self-growth. Number three, how do we do that? Here we go. Read educational books. There are books out there you can read that helps you understand how to focus on self-growth. There are books out there to help you understand how to identify who you are, how to identify your struggles. Pick up a nice book, spend time alone, and read it. There's podcasts out there that talks about everything under the sun that you can find commonality with that you like, right? You can listen to my podcast. I give very good information on how to change your life and rewire the way you think to improve your lifestyle. So listen to a podcast. Last but not least, join a support group for whatever you're struggling with. I took this class 2 years ago now, and it was a class for self-improvement. And when someone first introduced me to the class and I paid for it, I'm thinking like, oh, this is a leadership course. But when I got in there, the leadership course changed to be from leadership to self-leadership, right? So it guides you through things that you struggle with in life. It has these things come up that has always held you back. It's a very good program. It's a support group, because after that, you got people in that class that you stick with and you talk to frequently, and y'all get together and meet up. So join a support group. That's going to help you focus on self-growth. Next, identify your habits. Habits are detrimental to your health. I don't think people really understand how bad habits impact our lives, right? We all have habits, but the difference is some of us have more good habits than we do bad habits. We all got good habits. We all got bad habits. But some of us, like I said, got more bad habits than we got good. And your bad habits just takes over your life. And if you have more bad habits than good habits, yeah, improving yourself is definitely going to be beneficial for you. One of my biggest bad habits I struggle with is wanting to do more and have more in the moment, in the instant, instead of me waiting for it to slowly get its way to me. I try to make things happen instead of just being patient. There we go. One of my bad habits is I'm a very impatient person. What is yours? What is a bad habit you have? One of my good habits is I care about my health. I care about the way I eat. I care about physical fitness, so I go to the gym a couple times a week. I care about those around me, so I try to be a better person, so I'm not putting people in an environment to be around a bad guy who just got bad habits. No one wants to be around someone with bad habits, because I put it this way, if you got bad habits, you got a bad attitude. You got a negative attitude. Who wants to be around that? Nobody, right? And so those are good habits that I focus on. Improve good habits. Yeah, improve on your good habits. Increase your good habits. Good habits dictates a healthy lifestyle. And we should all be wanting to live a healthy lifestyle. No matter how you look at it. Some of us may like the thug life. Some of us might like the gangster life. Some of us might like the nightlife. But at the end of the day, a healthy lifestyle is really what everybody wants and needs. And if you don't want a healthy lifestyle, then something's wrong. I've said what I said. Something's wrong. Minimize bad habits. If you minimize your bad habits and increase your good habits, you're on your way to a healthier lifestyle. All right? Bad habits. What is your bad habits? Are you a procrastinator? Are you a laziness? Do you struggle with laziness is what I should have said. Do you have an I don't care attitude? Because these are habits. Whether you want to say they are or not, procrastination is a habit. Some people just are habitually procrastinating. They just procrastinate. Right? Some people just have a bad habit of being lazy. Just wanting to be in the bed all day long. Wanting to don't have any goals set for themselves. Just enjoy their bed. That's a bad habit. And I don't care attitude. I don't care what happens. Doesn't change my life. Everything's always going to be the same. That's the I don't care attitude. And that's not a good attitude to have. It's not. With a smile. It's not. I used to always tell people when I was a manager at my last job, my team members would always say things. And I would try to critique them on how they speak to the customers. And my thing is that you can look at someone and say anything negative with a smile on your face. It doesn't sound as bad when you're smiling, right? But when you look at someone, you say something negative and you got a negative look on your face, it just makes it all negative, right? But if you're smiling, you can say something that's pretty negative or mean, and it just, the tone is just not the same. I'm not telling you what to do, though. Last but not least, you need to make a plan. Trust the process. A lot of us get started, and we stop before we get started. The number one point of failure is you just quit. That's failure. Quitting is failure. Right? And some of us fail just because we never start. We just quit. So if you make a plan, you trust the process, and you follow through, you're definitely going to see some improvement in your life. But a lot of us think about it. It sounds fun. It sounds good. Sounds like it's the best thing since sliced bread. And soon as we got to take action to make improvements, we just throw in the towel. We say enough is enough. We can't do it. We never start. So make a plan, trust the process. Your plan, pretty simple, right? If you really want to make a plan and you're serious, write this stuff down. How do you make a plan to improve everything around you because you're improving yourself? First of all, what do you want to improve? Do you want a better job? Do you want a better relationship with your family, with your significant other, your kids? You want to buy a house next year? You want to buy a better car next year? You want to enroll in school and get a certification? What do you want to improve? What is it you're looking for? Right? You've got to ask yourself these questions. These questions are valuable. Because if you don't ask yourself these questions, you're never going to know. Right? I know what my goal is. One thing I want to improve is I want to improve on my motivational speaking so that in the future I can become a motivational speaker. And I'm actually looking into how much does a class cost to get my motivational speaker certification. Right? These are things you got to do to get you to the water. Okay? How are you going to improve? So once you make the plan, what do you want to improve? How are you going to improve? This basically means how are you going to get there? What are you going to do? Right? What's next after you make the plan? What are you going to do next? You need to write this stuff out. Put it on a checklist. I'm a checklist guy. So when I want to do something, like before I start the podcast, I had this checklist. Read 2 books. Improve my relationship with God. Be a better husband. Buy my podcast equipment. Start writing podcast episodes. Look for a podcast booth. Soundproof booth. Right? I did all these things before I got to drink the water. It's about having a plan, knowing what you want to do, and how you're going to do it. And then once you know what you're going to do, you got to take action. You got to really actually physically get off the couch and put down the Amazon remote. Amazon. Put down the remote control to your TV and get off the couch. You've got to do it. If you're really ready to improve yourself, to improve everything else around you. Just imagine this. And this is a real imagination. You make improvements with yourself. Your significant other improve. Probably not on the same timetable as yours, but they improve. Be patient with people, right? Your job improves. You start making more money. You're able to buy a bigger house, move to a better neighborhood, move to a better condo, buy a better car, put your kids in a better school. All these things happen when you improve yourself because you start thinking different. And when you start thinking different, you start wanting to make improvements with everything. So if you're looking to change your life and you want things to improve around you, focus on improving yourself. So I said take action, right? When we're talking about making a plan. Last, take action. And then last but not least, be consistent. Like I said earlier, some of us start something we never finish. Finish this. Really put your mind to it. I got faith in you. You can do it. You can do anything that you choose to do in life. But you just got to be consistent. You got to make a plan. Trust the process. How do you want to improve? What do you want to improve? Take action and be consistent. It's hard work, but it can be done. It can definitely be done. It was Les Brown who said, in every day there are 1,440 minutes in a day. That means that everyone is given the same amount of time as you. What matters is what do you do with your time? What do you do with 1,440 minutes a day? What do you do? That's not a question for me. That's a question for yourself. Jim Rohn said, don't wish for less problems, wish for more skills. How do you improve your skills? By improving yourself. That's how you improve your skills. Hey, just want to say thank you to my listeners. Y'all, I'm super excited. I'm coming up on my birthday on Sunday. I'll be 46. And y'all gonna hear this till I'm 46 or maybe 47. I had posted on my social media page the other day that I said, calm down, Pisces. I know it's Pisces season, but Pisces think that the whole month is their birthday. And all the Pisces chimed in. It sure is. Yes, it is. But why not? I get it, Pisces. I'm a Pisces, so I understand how it feels to want your birthday to be the whole month. But unfortunately, it's just one day. But I want to thank my listeners again. Welcome to new listeners. This is your first time listening to my podcast. This podcast is about simply rewiring the way you think to improve your life. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, I ask you to do so. When you subscribe to the podcast, when there's a brand new one that drops, you get an alert. Not only that, it helps my followers for my podcast on my platform that my podcast is listed on. Because the more subscribers I have, the more people like, hey, I want to check this guy out. He's got a lot of people who subscribe to this podcast. So don't be afraid to subscribe button. Leave comments. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know if the podcast is great. You don't like it. You like the music. You don't like the music. Ghost James, improve your tone. I don't know. Let me know how I'm doing. I'm not hard to find. I'm on IG all day. Every day is James Watkins at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And if you're struggling this morning with thoughts of suicide, thoughts of hurting someone else, please don't hesitate to call 988, which is a suicide hotline prevention number. And as I always say, practice daily mindset rehabilitation. And that's what this is, y'all. Peace!